This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Carol, I've been looking forward to this one. This is going to be a fun conversation.
I absolutely agree.
So let's get to it. Say hello to our guest. Her name is Carolyn Serra. She's the director of the Braves Museum and Hall of Fame. Carolyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here today.
We're glad to have you. Thanks for carving out some time to join us. Carolyn, before we get into a conversation around the museum and Hall of Fame, take a few quick seconds and inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
Well, I've been working for the Atlanta Braves for about 18 years now. So I worked over at the old Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in public relations for a year. Left to go work at the Paralympic Games, which were here in 1996. And then ended up back at the Braves in the museum capacity.
That's really exciting. Tell our listeners a little bit more about the Braves Museum.
Well, it's located at Turner Field. It's in left field. We are open year-round, so even when the team is not playing games, we are down at the ballpark, and we have lots of school groups and just a lot of people from out of town. This last week or so, we've been having a lot of international people from Venezuela, the Dominican Republic. So it continues on year-round. The Braves Museum has more than 700 artifacts and photographs, and so it traces the team's history back to Boston. We started in Boston in 1871, and then we moved to Milwaukee in 1953, and then to Atlanta in 1966. So we have over 140 years of team history, and when you come down, you really get a feel for how far back this team goes.
It is actually a great story, and there's great history with the team. Carol, I'm embarrassed to admit, I've been to dozens and dozens and dozens of games. I've done everything there. I've thrown the fastest pitch I can. I've spent a lot of time in the 755 Club. I had a chance to meet Hank. I mean, so I've had a wonderful time at the complex, but I've never been to the actual museum. I'm embarrassed to admit that. We'll have to rectify that. Talk about some of the other exhibits that you have there.
Sure. I mean, our most prized possession that we have there, and we're very proud to have, is Hank Aaron's 715th bat and ball. So that was the one he broke Babe Ruth's record with. We also have our heaviest artifact, and there is an actual rail car. It's about 20 tons. You actually can go on that and see what it was like to travel back in from the turn of the century through the 1950s. So it was a whole different way of travel, not like now where they get on first-class aircrafts. They actually sat and rode the rails. So we have that train. We have the 1995 World Series trophy. We have many MVP awards, silver sluggers, gold gloves, lots of different awards in there as well.
I'm thrilled to hear that you have Hank's 715th bat and ball. I would have thought that would have been in Cooperstown. How did you guys get your hands on it?
Well, it was important for him for it to stay where it happened. Cooperstown pretty much owns everything else of his. So we are very happy to have that there. And that's where it really belongs, because that's where it was hit, right across the street.
Yeah, I was just in Cooperstown last summer and looking at all the different Braves memorabilia. It's really cool.
Were you at the Cooperstown inductions of Maddox?
No, I was not there for that. Okay. We missed that by about a week.
Mm-hmm. I went up for that. That was great.
Yeah, but that was a you have lots of fun.
It was fun.
So who else was inducted last year? Maddox and?
Maddox, Glavine, Bobby Cox, Frank Thomas, and Joe Torre were the ones inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
We don't acknowledge Yankees on this show.
Well, Joe Torre.
There may be a bleep there.
Joe Torre played for the Braves. That's and true. Managed the Braves.
That's
so
true.
And then Frank Thomas was from Georgia. So it was a nice slew of, and I forgot to mention Tony La Russa as well, was in that group. So, and then in our Hall of Fame, we have an actual Braves Hall of Fame. This year we inducted Javi Lopez, Rabbit Moranville, who played back in Boston, and then a trainer that was the trainer for the Braves, Dave Pursley. So we have 28 members in the Braves Hall of Fame.
Oh, 28. We could quiz her later and see if she can name them all.
I can name them by
year. She can name them all. Oh, wow, yeah. I'm impressed.
Piece of cake.
All right. We'll be back with Carolyn after this quick break. We'll be right back.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, we're back with Carolyn Serra, director of the Braves Museum and Hall of Fame.
Well, so obviously both Todd and I need to get down there to visit. Any tips on best time to visit?
Well, during the off season, which we're in right now, we're open Monday through Saturday. We have four tours that go out each day. So the museum is the starting point of the tours, and that portion is self-guided. So when you come, you'd get your ticket and kind of look around the museum, take pictures. We also have an audio tour in there as well. And then the tours depart four times a day. The first one at 9:30, then 11, 12:30, and 2 o'clock. So you can come down and hop on any of those. And if you get there a little bit before, again, the museum's there for you to look around, and you start and end the tour there. So lots of time to see everything.
What do you see on the tour?
The tour is a lot of fun. It lasts about an hour long, and of course, it begins in the museum, and then we take you up to Sky Field, where the Coke bottle is,
The
big, giant Chick-fil-A steel cow that does the tomahawk chop. And then from there, we go down to the club level, so you get to look into a suite. And then we head to the broadcast booth, the press box, where you'd love to be, of course.
Of course.
So that's very cool.
And then from there, we head down to the actual locker room, the clubhouse area, so you can look in and see the players home away from home and where they get changed. And that's a pretty neat area. And then we head through the SunTrust Club and out onto the warning track and into the dugout. And
So
from there, we sit in the dugout and you get to look at the field and get, of course, this whole time you're taking lots of pictures. I know people love to take their pictures these days. And then we head back onto the museum. So it's a good hour-long tour. This is actually a great time of year to go do it because everything's open, it's quiet, and you get to see everything on the tour route.
That's very cool. So it's much more than just a museum. It's a whole tour of the facility.
It's a full experience. Yeah, you want a lot, about an hour and a half when you come down there. We also have a little store inside the museum too.
Does the tour happen during the season or is that only off season?
That is year round. In fact, our hours kick up during the season starting in April, and we have more tours going out each day, and we're open 7 days a week.
That's great. I grew up in New England, so I'm a Red Sox guy, and this past summer I had the pleasure of doing a very similar tour at Fenway Park.
Yeah.
And let me just tell you how neat that is. But that's a cool tour at any ballpark, in my opinion, because they're amazing sights. So I did not realize you got that extensive of a look-see at Turner Field. That's great stuff.
So you mentioned earlier school groups. So I'm assuming the tour is good for all ages?
It really is. I mean, I think about age 5, 6 and up, it's an excellent tour. Of course, a lot of kids playing baseball right now and softball, they just get a big kick out of it. And then we have a lot of senior groups that come through as well. So our age is straight from, 5 straight up till whatever, as long as you can get around. We also offer a wheelchair if you need one. But, it's about a mile hike, so you want to be able to walk it.
For kids 5 to 6 to 45.
That's right, so you get a little bit of a workout too.
That's right. Anything new that we ought to be sure to talk about?
Well, this year we added a couple new exhibits. Since it was 2014, it's been 100 years since the Braves won their first World Series. Mm. We've won 3 World Series, one in each city, one in Boston in 1914, Milwaukee in 57, then Atlanta in 95. So we did up a neat exhibit up front that kind of focuses on the 100-year anniversary. And you mentioned you're from Boston. Well, we actually, the 1914 World Series, our home games were played at Fenway Park.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of neat because our ballpark was under renovation and we were moving to a new ballpark in 1915. So that was done. And then this also was the 40th anniversary of Hank Aaron hitting his 715th home run past season. So we did up an exhibit featuring that as well. And then also one with our 3 inductees into our Braves Hall of Fame. So next year, we're starting to make plans. It'll be the 20th anniversary of our 95 World Series championship. Can you believe it's been that long? Yeah.
So sadly, yes.
We will probably be doing something on that, but lots of different things, different exhibits to see. We have one that I really like. It's called Braves of the World. Like I said, we get so many people from different countries, and now you can go see who actually played for the Braves from your country. I'm Canadian. You might have noticed from a couple of my dugout clubhouse.
I actually hadn't noticed.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't noticed either.
So, we had about, I think it's three Canadians that have played for the Braves. So people get to see that. And we also have a Bravest of Braves exhibit. It lists out all the Braves that served in the armed forces. Warren Spahn, our retired number 21, he won about 363 games. He's the winningest lefty in all the major leagues.
That's cool.
And he served 3 years overseas. So add those years in and he easily would have been a 400 game winner. So that's a neat exhibit. We have his Purple Heart in there as well.
Well, I have to put this plug in. I'm convinced that if Teddy Ballgame didn't have to serve in two wars, that he might have been the guy that Hank was chasing. That's just my opinion.
There you have it.
There you have it. So I have to ask you this one last question. What is your favorite exhibit there? It's like asking your favorite child, I understand.
Well, I've got to go with Hank Aaron's bat and ball. It's just too incredible. It's like a piece of real, it's not just baseball history, that's history.
Yeah.
So that's got to be my favorite. One thing's kind of neat too, which most people don't know, is Babe Ruth played for the Braves. And in 1935, he actually ended out his career as a Brave.
Yep.
So when he hit 714, he was a Brave. And we have, it's a reproduction, but we do have his contract. And that's kind of neat. So that, and of course, Hank's bat and ball. And the World Series trophy, I mean,
can't beat the championship.
Beautiful. Yes.
Championship hardware. All right. Well, Carolyn, before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and where can they learn more all about the Braves Museum and Hall of Fame?
Best place to go is braves.com/tours. And that'll list out all our times. And we have a bunch of promotions coming up as well that you can take advantage of.
All right. Carolyn Serra, the director of the Braves Museum and Hall of Fame. It was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Enjoyed it. Thanks.
And we might have to do a little broadcasting from the
anytime. You just let me know.
All right. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Carolyn Serra, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.